Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On this Friday, we made it. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. I even see the reporter, Nick Keiser, behind the glass as well. What's up, JoJo?
Did you stay up and listen to the Preds game, their win last night?
I actually stayed up and watched it last night on the old FanDuel Sports Network. Predators have made it 5 wins in a row. San Jose gave them a little bit of a fight last night, but 6-5, the Preds get the win. Philip Forsberg had a 2-goal night. They even had to kill off a 5-minute major penalty, which I don't really know if that was a penalty. Keiser, was that a major? He says no. I agree. Cole Smith was ejected from the game. They said it was an illegal hit to the head. Nah, I don't think so. I think it was one of those. It should have been a penalty, but it was one of those they penalized the result and not the play, and the result was the player was hurt. But okay. they didn't penalize the play itself. I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. It was not a hit to the head. But
I was in my fourth stage of REM sleep about 10, so I'm good. Glad I got the
good
update this morning,
good
too.
I'm glad that you got some good beauty rest. You look great today.
Go to the gym. Did we go to the gym this morning, everybody?
No.
Hope we did.
Kettlebell, baby.
45 minutes in and out of the gym. No excuses. So that's how you get your weekend started. But no, I'm glad the Preds won 5 in a row. Now, I look 10 points roughly out of the of a playoff spot, which is, you know, one of the things I hate in sports. If the playoffs started today,
yep,
blah, blah, I'm glad they don't because it's January 24th.
Yeah, that's true. That would be that would be
That'd be something, right?
Very nice. Very nice indeed. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along today. We got some. We got a special guest at 10 o'clock.
We do. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello will join
us.
Yeah, was going to be here. He's the big event for Sunday night for Lawson High School. He's speaking. They've got a great MC too, who I'm told not only is handsome, but smells good.
And did you waive your autograph fee this time?
I did. Okay, good. So we're looking forward to that. So Tony will join us. Tony, like I know him. Coach Vitello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
We'll join us at 10 o'clock today on the show.
How's the family?
Yeah, how are things going? Yeah. Looking forward to that.
That'll be cool. And then a cool event with MTSU that we'll tell you about at 10:30. We're just at 9:30, our Preds guest. We're just telling you about a lot of neat initiatives and cool things going on in the community because that's what we do.
Because it is the people show.
It is the people show, and we are hyper-local.
We are hyper-local today, so a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Good times. I bet you are.
It's going to be good. The aftermath continues of the Mike Berganzi hiring. He was on our midday show DVD yesterday, D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, and I thought it was a good interview. I mean, it was funny. I came in and, you know, I'm always curious of what Derek thinks after things like that. And I came in and asked him, like, you know, about it. And he kind of laughed. He goes, "Eh, he didn't really say a whole lot." And if you listen to the interview, the late, great Floyd Reese would be very happy because he was the master at the art of talking for 2 minutes and not saying one damn thing.
Right?
and, you know, I think that's a good GM thing to do.
Yeah, it's still not clear who's calling the shots, so I'm going to leave it at that. Because I feel like it gets beaten over and over and over.
I think he's calling a little bit more than maybe we think he is.
Then tell us.
Well, they're not going to.
Then say it. And then,
I'm coming to terms with the fact that they're just not going to tell us stuff.
That's fine.
And we have to be okay with that. Amy's going to be non-existent unless things are going good. And they're not going to tell us the plan. And that it is what it is. We just have to accept that.
In the words of the great Lindell White, man, it is what it is.
Sure. Yeah. There we go.
Damn it, Bobby. This just ain't right.
Oh, man.
This was the one. There were a few things that kind of stood out to me. And, you know, they brought up the quarterback because that is going to be what everybody's going to be looking at. The most important position on the football team. This was their question. I believe Adam asked this question on the quarterback market. If there isn't a solution at number one, per se.
Let's talk about that quarterback position for a minute. As you evaluate the quarterback market this offseason, be it the draft, be it free agency, or via trade, if you find that there is no franchise-changing quarterback, someone that you can build around, what do you do?
You have to bridge the gap. You know, I think these discussions, I'm just diving into it right now. You know, I wasn't watching the top quarterbacks during the season. We had one, obviously, in Kansas City with Patrick. So I'm diving in the process right now with an open mind. You know, I'm getting with Coach Callen and his staff, our personnel staff. And we're going to, you know, we're going to look through free agency. We're going to look through the draft. You know, whatever we have to do to solidify that position. But we're pretty early on in the process right now.
All right, so did you buy the – I haven't really looked at the top quarterbacks because I didn't buy that because I feel like that's something you would do knowing that you were going to interview for some of these jobs.
I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe. I mean, he got the job last week.
Right, but he knew he was going to interview for it.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows the quarterbacks, but that's not been a priority in Kansas City since 2018. I mean, it's not a priority for them to scout to have that top of their board. So, yeah, I kind of – think it that way. You look for pieces to surround him, they're not taking a quarterback in the first round. The Chiefs are for a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of believe that.
All right. So he uses the phrase "bridge the gap." That if basically what he's saying, and the question was, if you don't take Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward with the number one overall pick, and you decide because you know he said in the press conference like, if there's a generational talent there, I'm not going to pass on a generational talent. So let's say they decide to either trade back or they go Travis Hunter or whatever, and they don't take the quarterback. Bridge the gap means, to me, you're going to go find a veteran that is going to be your bridge quarterback.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Like he pretty much kind of laid that out.
Yeah.
You know, of what they were going to do. The question will be, who is that?
Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr. I mean, there's the usual suspects that are still always out there, and Sam Darnold, and on and on and on. So, I don't know. I mean, we will have to – I don't know who's available right now and who pops out at him, but they hold gold with that number one pick. They hold gold right now. It's embarrassing because you're number one, but at the same time, you hold that gold with that. So many different ways to go. I don't know.
Did you hear who Jared Stillman said yesterday?
I did not.
Sam Darnold, he basically has talked to somebody and thinks that you could trade the second round pick, the 35th overall pick this year, to Minnesota for Sam Darnold, and that would be your bridge quarterback. Now, or actually, he'd be your quarterback. Like you'd sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal. That's your guy. Now you're essentially going Ryan Tannehill 2.0, kind of doing the same thing. But if you're using your draft assets to build with a receiver / corner, whatever you think Travis Hunter is. Obviously, you're addressing the offensive line. I do think you need to go sign Trey Smith. You do those things, mm-hmm. and you have a veteran guy that, you know, I know he kind of choked in the playoffs, but
– kind of?
But he did choke in the playoffs. But you're
right.
You're not in Super Bowl mode right now.
No.
Anybody that thinks you are next year, I want what you're smoking.
But don't pay $40 million for this guy.
No. Well, I mean – you know, I mean, you're going to sign him. You're going to sign him to. No, you're not going to pay $40 million a year, but you're going to sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal. Like, he's going to be your guy. So but you're going to build around him.
Do we get the Jet Sam Darnold, or do we get half the Panther Sam Darnold, or do we get the good Sam Darnold when he had the best receiver in the NFL, or do we get the Sam Darnold who was awful versus the Lions? awful versus the Rams when the heat was on.
Well, I hope
pass.
I hope you get the good Sam Darnold.
Pass. I mean, he's
okay.
Had opportunities.
So,
pass.
All right, fine. I'm okay with that. Tell me who else. Tell me who you're going
to
go get.
I'd love to have Derek Carr. I think he comes at a lower price. I think he's an adequate quarterback. He's an experienced quarterback. Yeah, it didn't work in New Orleans. I mean, there were good and bad games, but I'd take Derek Carr over Sam Darnold every day and twice on Sunday.
Interesting.
Just would. You're going to get him for a far. I mean, cheaper.
Didn't Callahan work with him, too? I think
he
they,
did.
I think they do have.
He did.
I think
he sure as heck did with the Raiders.
Yeah. Look, I don't hate Derek Carr, but that is.
Well, why
that,
should you hate
that
him?
That is the definition of a bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
It hurts me when you talk about hate.
I said I don't hate him.
Okay. Good.
But that you could address other things this year, you know, especially like, you know, Dr. Crane and I were talking about this yesterday. If you trade back to 3 with the Giants, because let's say the Giants fall in love with Ward or Sanders, you trade back to 3, you get their first next year. Odds are they're probably going to have a top 5 pick next year. Then you go get your quarterback.
Then you trade Simmons to the Patriots for their number 1.
Could you imagine they have 3 and 4 this year and then have...
That'd be great. That would be so great.
He's not far off.
No, he's not.
I feel like Mike Vrabel would do something like that where he would overpay for a Jeffrey Simmons.
So in this what-if scenario, you have 3 and 4. Do you get Hunter and Carter? Is that the ideal scenario?
No. Hunter's... No. All right, you get Derek Carr. He's your quarterback, okay? You trade 4. Simmons is gone. You get the 3rd for the Giants. You get 3 and 4. So you figure the Giants could take Shador, right? Gone. Or whoever.
I think they take Cam Ward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
Cleveland's going to take a quarterback.
Then your 2 quarterbacks are gone.
So you're going to get Travis Hunter probably at 3 and then Abdul Carter at 4.
I think Abdul Carter's too small. That's me. I think they figure him out quickly.
Well, and okay, let's continue this what if, because I want to push back a little bit on something.
What if is the greatest game in the world.
We love the what if game. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're up and running here on a Friday. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063 the game on this Friday. We're going to give you some song requests here in a minute there, Dr. Crane. Keep everybody in a good mood on this Friday. Are you in a good mood? How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah. I've been up since about 3:30 and
did you get a little workout in?
Did. Kettlebell workout, figure eights.
Did you cook on the Blackstone?
No, I don't cook breakfast during the week. But but yeah, I like
tomorrow?
Getting up. Maybe. Potentially.
Yeah.
How much kettlebell weight did we do today?
35 pounds.
Attaboy.
So I do the figure eights, the new thing I've been working on, where you can just go between your legs like you're dribbling a basketball.
Right.
And then sometimes I'll start doing the kettlebell snatches and then
nice.
Do like regular squats with the kettlebell. So
how long of a workout are we looking at here?
It's about 25, 30 minutes, but it gets the heart rate up, so which is good.
I love it, man. So, good for you. Go to the gym.
Yep.
Attaboy.
I just do it from the house, but yeah.
Okay.
Then, diamond push-ups.
I know you do it from
Can't
the
forget
house.
That.
Diamond push-ups?
Yep.
What about gold push-ups?
Never heard of those.
Me neither.
Chase and Big Joe. On this Friday, you can weigh in on our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So Derek Carr is your solution at quarterback. But
yeah,
we brought up Abdul Carter. And I don't – as much as Mike Vrabel loves Jeffrey Simmons, he might – be willing to trade for that. I don't think Jeffrey Simmons is worth the 4th overall pick. You would hope that they think he is and, you fleece them. But I think realistically he's not worth that. But I think if the Patriots are picking it 4th, Abdul Carter is the slam dunk pick for Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to fall in love with him.
Sure he is.
He probably already has. So I think Vrabel, it's a foregone conclusion that if he's there at 4 – Carter's going to New England. That's what I think.
All right.
And look, I kind of share your I think he's a good player, but he is small.
Yes.
And I wonder if he's too small for the NFL.
And then when you go against a Laremy Tunsil who could touch you from here,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to do then?
Right.
I mean, I was reading all these things like, a lot of college guys are short arm guys. NFL guys at left and right tackle have long arms. I mean, my God, Taylor Lewan had a long arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you got to figure out how to get around that. And you're a small guy. I don't think He's great in college. That's fine. But I just don't think he's worth the fourth pick.
John from the Borough says, you take Carter and the best tackle, then trade up and draft the best available wide receiver. Sign Carr, and you have filled several holes there.
Yeah. There's a lot of options for this football team going forward. There's a lot of options going forward for this football team if they're smart about it. And evidently, they've got smart guys now in running the team.
If I tell you that I talked to Doc and I jumped in the DeLorean and I went to the draft and I came back and I said, the Titans draft is they took Abdul Carter. They made some trades or traded back. They ended up with Abdul Carter. They did get their tackle that can play right or left.
Okay.
They got a receiver, let's say Golden from Texas. They got him, and Derek Carr has been signed as the quarterback. Trey Smith has been signed as the right guard. Would you be happy?
Yeah, I would.
I'd be happy.
I would. All right, so the announcement today that Jacksonville's hired Liam Cohen, who is Will
Levis.
That
is crazy.
Will Levis's best friend.
Yep.
And I heard, that'll never happen. I'd love this. You trade for Trevor Lawrence, okay? People are like, he's got talent. He's just in a bad system. Now you get him with a good quarterback coach, allegedly Callahan, but here's the deal. You swap 1 and 5, you give me Trevor Lawrence, I send you Will Levis, but if I'm the Titans, you give me Josh Allen. Then I'm doing that.
He changed his name.
But. Josh Allen Smith, whatever it is. I'm taking him.
I don't want Trevor Lawrence.
He's better than who's out there.
I mean, he's better than what you got, I know, but I don't.
He's been in a bad system.
He has, and he's had, three offensive coordinators. And
he had Urban Meyer his rookie year.
Yeah.
Awful.
And then Doug Peterson. I mean, Doug Peterson.
They went to the playoffs, and they did well.
Yeah.
Then they got injured, and things happened. It was just a bad year in 23, and he got injured in 24. I'm telling you.
I think what we're learning with the Jaguars is Trent Baalke was the problem. I mean, Doug Peterson, you watch some of his press conferences, especially towards the end of the year, I think that guy was trying to get fired.
Yeah, right.
Like he wanted out. And then this whole thing with Liam Cohen, they miss on Ben Johnson because he didn't like the setup. It comes out that the setup met Trent Baalke. They zero in on Liam Cohen. Charles Robinson said yesterday on Robbie and Rex Row that Liam Cohen was actually their first choice. Liam Cohen decides, I don't like this. I'm going to stay in Tampa. And then Shad Khan's finally like, okay, the GM's the problem. He mutually agrees to part ways with the GM. He fires the GM. And then all of a sudden, Liam Cohen's like, hey, all right, I'll come there.
Okay.
I'm back in it.
Well, we're going to give you your best friend, Will Levis. Here we go. We're going to swap picks, but you're going to give us Josh Allen in return. Then you got your edge rusher. Problem solved.
Can I tell you a call I would make if I was Shad Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah.
And I'll give him his number if he wants him. I would call John Robinson. Bring John, whatever the title, you can say GM, whatever. I would bring John in. Give John another chance. He knows the division. Let him come in and be your personnel guy.
All right. Well, now John.
I don't think they're going to do that, but
the Jets don't have a GM, right? But they already hired their head coach.
No, they just hired a GM.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Who'd they hire?
They hired, who did they just hire?
Because the ownership.
Well, maybe they didn't.
I don't think they have.
I thought they did.
The ownership hired Aaron Glenn.
Right.
And the joke was, now a GM comes in with a head coach he didn't hire, and they're hired basically at the same time.
I thought they hired somebody.
No, yeah.
Guess
so.
Not. I like Aaron Glenn. I don't think that's a bad hire. As long as Woody stays out of the way.
But Woody?
Did Trump make him an ambassador again?
I thought that was the plan.
Because that would get him out of the way.
Ireland or Scotland or somewhere like that. So
I'm sure there were people in the Jets front office pulling for that.
Yeah, please, Lord, let him go. I don't know. I'm telling you, man, you laugh, but you get a quarterback. Now, if you get Jacksonville to agree to some of that money, to swallow some of the money that Trevor Lawrence is getting, it's even better.
Yeah.
See, why not? I mean, just throw everything against the wall.
I see what you're saying.
But give me Josh Allen, whatever his last name is. Give me that guy. He is a terror on the field. And it's in the division. You take it away from them. Remember, we've talked about this. You just got to be better than three other teams during 17 games. That's it. Then you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. That's all you got to do. It's not rocket science.
But we make it rocket science. You know, it's going to be fascinating to go through this entire offseason. And then, I mean, we'll know by somewhere between March and May, we'll know who the quarterback for the Titans is. But I am very curious because I really don't, you know, usually I have a read on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean, it could be one of 10 people.
And, yeah, right.
And Ryan Tannehill might have like a 2% chance of being one of those. I don't think so. But people want to try and manifest that.
I'm just not on board the Sam Darnold train. I'm not.
I mean, look, I don't know if I am either. I was kind of throwing that out there because Stillman threw it out there. But I'm okay with Derek Carr. Derek Carr's safe. Won't cost you a whole lot. Yeah. Like, he's not – I mean, he's a bridge quarterback. That's what he is.
Right.
If you don't and I said this before they let Rand Carthon go. If you are not in love with Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, if you are not in love with either one of those guys, then don't take them.
That simple.
I guess. If you watch the tape.
Right.
If you watch the tape and you're like, I'm worried. Like, if you watch Cam Ward and you think he's going to take a while. He could be good. He's got some things I like, but we're going to have to develop him. I don't know if I really want to do that. Then don't take him.
No.
Then trade back and see if you can end up with Travis Hunter.
Right.
Because, I mean, now the morning show did bring up a good point. I think it was Rex Rose, or no, it was Teron that said it when he was on with them. Just because he's a generational talent in college doesn't mean he's going to be a generational talent in the NFL. And I think that is something that everybody should pay attention to.
I mean, I only started hearing this word with Caleb Williams last year.
Right.
Didn't hear it before.
Right. But I mean,
just didn't hear it.
You've watched football a long time. I'm sure there are examples of guys that you saw in college and you just kind of knew.
Yeah. Which,
like, if Bo Jackson doesn't get hurt, Does he have a Hall of Fame NFL career?
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
He probably goes down as the greatest running back ever, which was a question that I wanted to do during the week and I forgot about it. College players, after 1 year in college, all time, who would have been the biggest NIL guy after 1 year? Not two or three. After 1 year you saw him in college, who would have been the biggest NIL get? Herschel Walker, hands down.
Yeah.
Herschel. In 1980. Bo was good in 82.
In your mind, if I say Joe Dubin, tell me who the greatest college football player of all time is your answer Herschel?
Hugh Green. I don't do the whole player. I do positions. It's unfair to rank offensive lineman versus that. Hugh Green at Pittsburgh. And people, go to YouTube, people. You can see it. It's all there. Is the greatest, to me, college football player. NIL-wise, Herschel Walker, 1980, would have gotten more money and had more money thrown at anybody that I can remember, right? Peyton's up there after the 94 because you knew what he had. Peyton was pretty up there. But Herschel Walker, 1980, the year he had would have been incredible. Peyton's probably number two. But you can go on. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. It's a fun game of who you put out there and play.
Sure. Coming up next, we'll have our weekly visit with a member of the Nashville Predators front office. We will do that coming up here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe on this Friday. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Predators get the 6-5 win in San Jose last night. As they have now made it 2 in a row against the Sharks, taking care of business there. And they're back in action tomorrow night, another late one at Anaheim, before they come back to Smashville after this 2-game road trip. Let's say hello now to the great Amy Bratton, who is on the line with us. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what she does. But, you know, I'm excited because maybe you can tell us some Brooks stories because, you know, we always want to try and have some dirt on Brooks Bratton.
Oh my goodness. Hey, good morning, everybody. No dirt to share. Nothing but good things from my corner for sure. But no, we definitely put the family fun in Smashville. That's for sure. We've made it a family game. But
and we love Brooks.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, and we're glad Brooks is back in Smashville.
We share that.
For sure. All right, Amy, tell us what you do with the Nashville Predators.
I am the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It's a privilege for me to fill this role, but we have in 2020, we established GIDER, which is an acronym for Growth, Understanding, Inclusion, Diversity, Equality, and Representation. And back in 2020, we wanted to do more than just release statements with the societal injustices that were happening. So GIDER was established, and I was an employee volunteer, kind of part of it, and then it grew so much to need a full-time role. So for the last almost two seasons, I've been helping oversee GIDER and playing a piece of the marketing and partnerships role on that team of helping with some of the nights that we celebrate our community and the different community groups that make up our Nashville and Middle Tennessee population. So excited about what's to come for GIDER and just for the Nashville Predators in general, celebrating the community.
Yeah, and in these, you know, these different theme nights that, you know, celebrate the community and everything. I mean, I feel like, you know, it started off, there were a couple of different ones, and now it's almost every game or every other game, it seems like there's something going on. It's really cool that you all are able to have this initiative and put all this out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been fun to see the growth of GIDER, and that's, I mean, the G in GIDER is growth. So every year we try and do more to celebrate, and it's fun too, right? You get some really unique, great entertainment out of it. We find new artists. I mean, this is Music City. We are Music City Hockey. So when you come to a game that has a theme or celebrates the community in some aspect, you're experiencing either something you haven't before or a new aspect of the city that we all know and love that just helps us to be more united, helps us to create more of a community sense. And I love to be a part of something like that.
We're speaking with Amy Bratton here on the Chase the Big Joe Show. Amy, what's it like when you do these theme nights and these music heritage nights to walk through and just see the celebration, know that something you guys have created has just been a smashing success because we've seen it before, and it's just really cool that you guys do this. What's all that like?
I love to take a walk down the concourse on these nights to see kind of an overlap of, you know, nonprofits and local organizations who want to be involved, to see unique talent to have. I mean, for these nights coming up, it's the winter season, so we're going to be packing out the concourses with entertainment in one corner, entertainment in another corner, entertainment in-game. I mean, it really is powerful to see, and I love that we have an opportunity to invite people in and to showcase representation. We live in a diverse city, and there's so much to celebrate about everyone that lives here and the music and the talents that they have. So walking through the concourse is really special. I encourage everyone to make sure you check the TV monitors to see what's going on around the concourse. Stop by any tables that you see. There's like some really great, unique organizations that do great things for other people. And I mean, we're the volunteer state. We care about other people. So definitely continuing on that kind of Smashville community pillar when you're walking around. But I mean, it's just fun. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to showcase representation. And it's definitely something that there's something for everyone on these nights, which is awesome to see.
Yeah. And the one on February the 8th, the Black Music Heritage Night, you know, Nashville's got such a rich Black music heritage, and I want to see this jersey design inspired by street art and hip hop. I want to see this because even reading this just sounds very cool. And that's going to be a fun night, Amy.
It is. It'll be epic. So Eric Namor was the one to design that logo. We've had four artists within each of these communities who has worked and been commissioned by our creative services department. So even just the fact that we get to have that collaboration with the community is awesome. But Eric did a really great job for us. He was actually a vendor last year through our partnership with Nashville Black Market, kind of set up his I Can Draw business. And then this year was selected to be the logo artist with our creative services team. So a cool full circle moment there to come be a booth vendor and experience Smashville for the first time as a vendor. And then now be on this side is a really cool story as well. But the logo is awesome. I'm excited to see it, you know, on our players when they're walking in. I'm excited to have fans wear T-shirts to auction off those jerseys that'll benefit the community. That's something we're continuing on with, and great ways to be involved. You don't have to be present at the game. We'd love for you to be present at the game, you and, of course, the fans. But yes. If not, you can bid from afar. So that's also another great way to give back and be a part of the night, even if you can't be here.
Hey, I'm riding a 4-game win streak when I go, so Sean Henry's going to make sure I get there. That's right.
Wear the same outfit. Whatever you've been wearing, don't take it off.
I have to assume, because, you know, Smashville has the unique thing with the band stage, and we have all these different bands that come through. I have to assume on February 8th, the music's going to be pretty good.
The music's going to be epic, yes, from the national anthem to the band stage. And then also we're having a showcase on the concourse as well. So adding that element, our music heritage showcase presented by Nissan. There'll be four artists representing four genres of Black music and kind of telling that story of Black music through the decades. So really excited about some of those artists. Don Lewis representing country, Rod Magaha representing jazz, Mount Zion Choir representing gospel, and then Daisha McBride representing R&B and hip hop. So just some really great talent that we'll get to feature on the concourse ahead of time. And then we get to the game and the fun music and entertainment that goes along with that.
Well, you mentioned really good people. You need to have the opposite, really bad people. So Chase and I would like to come on stage anytime throughout the rest of the year. Amy, if you could arrange that, we'd really appreciate it.
You know what? We'll consider it. We really do have a wait list going, so we'll have to see.
As long as you'll consider it, we're good. Chase has a boom box with that 8-track in there that he can play behind us. We got it all covered.
My translation on that is we'll circle back after the first of the year.
What year?
That's right. And you know what? The plaza could be available for you. It might be a little chilly, but put your jacket on, get your boom box out there. Maybe that's your spot.
There we go. Amy Bratton, she's the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with the Nashville Predators on with us. Amy, thanks so much for doing this today, and please tell Brooks we said hello.
I will do that. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you letting me talk about Guider a little bit and just what we have upcoming. It's great to celebrate Music City and showcase that talent. So we hope everyone comes out to join us and appreciate the time to get to share a little bit about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great job. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Go Preds.
Go Preds. And again, they try to make it 6 in a row. When I said 4 in a row, I meant me in attendance.
Oh,
I've
okay.
seen 4 All right. in a row. They got the 5th one last night.
That's so right. Damn straight I can count. They did. Yeah, you can do all that. Well done. We got breaking news,
there,
huh?
There is some breaking news in the National Football League.
This is big.
You want me to say it? Okay. We will tell you that coming up next, but another coaching vacancy has been filled. We'll tell you who. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Breaking news out of the National Football League. The Las Vegas Raiders have a new head coach. And I think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll has agreed to be the head coach of the Raiders. It's a 3-year deal with a 4th-year option. Tom Brady and Mark Davis get their guy in Pete Carroll.
I like it. I mean, look.
Not a bad hire.
Not a bad hire at all. Pete knows National Football League. Players like him. You know, him and Russell Wilson kind of started butting heads. But in the end, Russell Wilson butted heads with a lot of people. But for them, look, it puts you on the map. It's a good hire. Allegedly, there was a thing where Brady reached out to Vrabel, and Vrabel said, appreciate it, but I'm going to New England eventually.
Well, and he reached out to Belichick, too.
Yeah, and Belichick's happy where he is. I mean, $10 million to live in Chapel Hill is not bad. But good for Pete Carroll. I mean, that's not bad. So every position filled now in the National Football League?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. And they're probably going to get Kelly Moore.
No, Brian
Schottenheimer. Oh, Schottenheimer. That's right. Yeah. See what I know? I need to pay attention more.
Let's see. Jets. Jets is filled. Bears. Saints. The Saints have not been filled.
And that's something that's come up because, like, McCarthy didn't return their call and Aaron Glenn didn't return their call. I mean, it was something that's going on there. I like the Saints. When Dicka took over in 97, I became a big Saints fan. When they wouldn't get rid of Aaron Brooks because he's a terrible quarterback, I kind of jumped ship. And then 3 years later, they win the Super Bowl. But just something about guys not wanting to go there. I don't understand it. Maybe I'm missing something. I know the ownership, the Bensons, they're really not – they're kind of standoffish a little bit. They're not
– Right.
I don't know.
So let's go through this now. The Patriots hired Vrabel. Bears, Ben Johnson. Cowboys still hasn't been filled. Jets, Aaron Glenn. Jags, Liam Cohen. Raiders, Pete Carroll. And then the Saints has not been filled. What's interesting is what basically what you just said. I mean, two of the two remaining jobs, you know, should be considered really, really good jobs, but, you know, coaches are staying away. I mean, Dallas is self-explanatory. Like, they just, do you want to deal with Jerry?
Right.
You know, it'd be hilarious if they just, if this, this whole thing just kind of circles back around and he ends up bringing McCarthy back.
It's like Grandpa Simpson walking in, putting his hat on, yep. putting his hat off, and walking back out. I heard something by this morning. Somebody, it might have been the Robbie and Rex wrote, so somebody texted in and said, why would you want the Jacksonville job? Let me tell you what. You are a football coach. There's only 32 of these, and you're the head coach of a National Football League team. 99.9999% of coaches will take that job. And if you don't, you're an absolute idiot. You are.
Yeah.
If you don't take the job of a head coach in the National Football League, you are dumb.
One of 32, man.
That's it. I mean, and that's the bottom line. Is one of 32. College is what, 132 in the FBS and on and on. I mean, you want to be a, you strive to be a head coach. So to say that Liam Cohen, I can't believe he's taking that job. It's asinine, man. You want that job.
What I'm curious too is where do guys like Jerod Mayo and Antonio Pierce end up? Because I kind of think both of them got a little bit of a raw deal.
Oh, no doubt.
So, I mean, I'd hire those guys.
I mean, Mayo was a good DC, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he'd been there for a while.
But even if you're bringing one in to be a linebacker's coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like I think that would be a good move.
Yes.
Look, if he'd do it and Vrabel could get away with it, it'd be hilarious to keep him on the staff, but in New England. But
no,
that ain't going to happen.
You don't want to be that.
It sounded like some of the players didn't like him either.
We called him soft.
Yeah. Yeah. Truth hurts sometimes.
It does, right? It really does.
But Robert Saleh is going back to San Francisco to be the defensive coordinator. Dennis Allen is going – where is he going?
To hell if he don't change his ways.
He's going somewhere to be the DC. I forgot where.
Unantioch? I don't know. I mean, how many chances these guys get?
A few.
I believe it's the Bears.
The Bears. He's going with
Bears.
Ben Johnson. Okay. Yeah. I still kind of think McCarthy ends up in New Orleans, especially because it's the only job, really, if he wants to be a head coach this year, that's going to be.
Go out of the box, man.
I know.
Let's go out of the box.
Well, okay. All right. What's an out-of-the-box hire?
I'm going to do the Borgonzi.
Joe Brady?
Why not?
I'm a little surprised.
Bring him back home.
Yeah.
2019 LSU offensive coordinator.
And then trade for Joe Burrow.
Pay him out the wazoo. We hit this NIL thing before the break, and I'm getting bombarded by all these that are coming through. And Nick Barris texted, said Archie Griffin. It's got to be after your first year in college where you're like, all right, this guy's got something that we want to take with us. And I looked up Dan Fouts in 1970. I mean, he amazing. Dan Fouts threw for 2,400 yards. This is 1970. 16 touchdowns and 25 interceptions after his fresh – things like that. Guys that you would get after their first year NIL. But we talked about Herschel Walker being – if NIL had been around for the last 60, 70 years, Herschel Walker would have broke the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close.
D-May said Billy Sims or Marcus Dupree.
Marcus Dupree is a top – he's in that category at the top.
When you say after their first year, are you saying their freshman year?
Yes.
Or are you saying like if
when
they redshirted?
When we first saw them.
Okay, so they could be a sophomore or a redshirt or
getting
something.
Getting the opportunity. Like Billy Sims exploded his junior year, went crazy.
Yeah.
His senior year was amazing. Won the Heisman in 79 or 78. 79. 78. One of those 2 years. So things like that. And I just threw it out there. I was like, hey, who would have got that? And then it's kind of taken off with all that. But Marcus Dupree, after his year at Oklahoma, but he came back in 83, fat and out of shape, and Switzer hated him after that. But he was one up there. Like, he's a guy you'd have gone after with NIL when it had so much money thrown at him.
Okay, what would you say about NIL? And I'm only saying, like, in Nashville, local.
Okay.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, to what he did at Vanderbilt after his freshman year in 02.
He was 103 of 212, so almost 50%. 1433, 10 touchdowns, 9 picks. I mean, wasn't great, but wasn't, I mean, for Vanderbilt, that was pretty good, and then it kind of took off.
Yeah, I would have definitely gone after Cutler. He would have got, he'd have made really good money.
Yeah. I mean, his senior year was amazing, too. But, yeah, Cutler certainly could have been.
Bad football team.
Yeah.
And he did all that.
Peyton.
Peyton after his year. I mean, the name going in would have gotten already. But what he did in 94, because he didn't start till like third of the way through the season.
You know who I think would have been a big one? And you're gonna, you may laugh at this, but think about at the time, that time frame. I feel like Eric Ainge would have been like a huge NIL guy.
04 was his first year, yeah. I mean, he wasn't bad. He had to split time with that Brent Frazier guy.
Yeah.
Is that Brent Frazier?
Brent
Schaefer.
Schaefer, yeah. Like Eric Ainge was a lot better than maybe his career showed.
Yeah.
Because he was on some not great teams.
04, he had a decent year. I mean, he would have been an NIL guy. He would have gone after him.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. God, it's 04, too.
Trying to think of some other, like, SEC guys that just kind of stand. I mean, Jamarcus Russell probably would have been one.
Yeah. I mean, he was good.
He was great at LSU.
Did get to where he was going. But if you went back, like, you
Vince Young.
Tyler Bray in 2010, his year.
Oh, yeah.
Was really good.
Especially with Kiffin.
Yeah. And then he would have – he was actually there under Dooley.
But Kiffin recruited him.
Yes. So – and that's the thing, is that you look for guys like that would have really set the record for NIL, would have gone after him. And, you know, I mean, Carson Beck's getting $4 million from the Hurricanes. He's making more than like 15 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. So you think about how that would have been back then. I mean, not the money wouldn't have been equal, obviously, but you still would have gone after these guys, and the opportunity to transfer would have been amazing. I mean, Peyton would have been amazing. Somebody would have gone after him. Tennessee would have to match it. Who knows what would have happened? The career trajectories for these guys would have been altered so much had the NIL been around back then.
Yeah. It's – I mean, and there probably were some answers in baseball too. Kind of a segue into where we're going next.
It is.
If you want to
– yeah. Coming up next, Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello is going to join us. Vitello or Vitello?
Vitello.
Vitello. I guess I get that correct before he comes on.
Yeah.
He's in town Sunday night hosting part of a big event for Lawson High School for their baseball team. And it's fun. And so we'll talk to the head coach for the Tennessee baseball team, the national championship baseball team.
Next. Yes, we get to talk to the reigning and defending national champion coach, Tony Vitello. Tony V going to join us next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.